Hello, and welcome to the BCMA podcast. I'm Ben Fast, and I'll be your host for this new podcast project from the BC Museums Association. On this episode, I talk with Luke Desmarais, the host of the BCMA's first regional workshop of 2018. Luke's Caring for Your Collections, the Long Road to Deaccessioning workshop, explored how small and medium museums can begin the important task of sorting through storage areas and cleaning out collections. As Luke explained at the March 19 workshop, caring for your collection can sometimes mean making the hard choices of what belongs and what is no longer needed, a task that can take years to complete or can be an ongoing project for museums. The workshop saw 23 museum professionals from across the Lower Mainland, with some coming from as far away as Merritt and the Sunshine Coast, gather at the Sikh Heritage Museum and Gursikh Temple National Historic Site in Abbotsford, BC. Luke and I sat down after the workshop to talk more about deaccessioning. Thanks for joining us today, Luke.
Thanks for having me.
In terms of your own, you know, you phrase this as road to deaccessioning. So in terms of your road to presenting about deaccessioning, knowing about that, how did you get started in it?
For me, it started in my 5 years I spent working at the North Vancouver Museum and Archives. I started working there in 2010. And from 2010 to the end of my contract there in 2015, we were focused on a very large collection cleanup project. So that involved inventory, catalog, recataloging of the collection, and then eventual deaccessioning of as much as we were able to deaccession of that collection. We deaccessioned around 5,000, I think, the collection of about 20,000. And that's where I learned that it's not just about showing up and starting to get rid of stuff. You need to take years ahead of time and make sure you have all the things. That's why I call it a long road. You need to have all these things in place before you get to that point. So that's where you got your policy in place, your basic forms, a process for inventorying, a process for storage and preventive conservation, things like that. And then once you know what you have, you know what you can get rid of, and then you can start considering the deaccessioning process.
You just finished a workshop today at the Sikh Heritage Museum. Can you tell me a little bit about the workshop and what you talked about?
Yeah, so this workshop was about caring for your collection on the long road to deaccessioning. So I wanted to do a workshop on deaccessioning, but I wanted also needed to cover all of the things that need to happen before you can deaccession. So we talked about establishing a policy, collections policy. We talked about cleaning up your collection. And then we got into the actual deaccessioning process, from decision making to handling artifacts to getting them disposed of, and then finished off talking about some public perception issues, some roadblocks, and things like that.
And why is deaccessioning an important topic for BC museums and the people that work in them?
From my experience, a lot of museums in BC are at a point, or almost at their breaking point at this point right now, in terms of how much space they actually have for their collection. And oftentimes, without some solid policies or standards and practices over the 70s and 80s and sometimes into the 90s, museum collections kind of got quite large and out of control. A lot of museums today, community museums, are focusing on their community geographically as a collecting mandate. So there certainly are a lot of artifacts in those collections that could be wouldn't fit their mandate today, so they could consider them for deaccessioning. So I think we're at a point now where we need to clean up some of that from the past, make room for new artifacts going forward. I think the most important thing is having a good policy in place, knowing who you are and where you're going as a museum, which means the same can be said for your collection. So having a solid vision and mission as a museum will mean you'll have a solid collecting mandate in your collections policy, which will guide your acquisitions going forward and your deaccessions. So that's, to me, the most important thing you can have through this whole process. It also, in terms of some of the more procedural things and defining what deaccessioning is and how you do it, a lot of that can be dealt with by having a good policy. So I would say, to me, policy is definitely the most important part of all of this.
And so we're in Abbotsford right now, and we had people from a lot from the Lower Mainland, but also some people from the Fraser Valley, from Merritt, and all the way up to Gibson's on the Sunshine Coast. So are those people, those organizations that were represented here, are they facing all the same challenges, or is there different challenges for people in bigger cities, smaller cities? How would you define that?
I think they're all pretty similar challenges, probably industry-wide. I hesitate a little bit, but I would say in terms of the museums that were represented here, relatively similar size. Some were more better set up already than others. North Vancouver, Surrey, there were very much a few smaller institutions represented here that either don't have a collections policy or have one that needs to be updated, that kind of thing. But they all have this similar kind of issue of needing to clear up some of the clutter or just having too much in your collection. So I think it's from your kind of medium to large museum on the community museum side of it, like your Surrey's or Burnaby's or North Vancouver, whatever, all the way down to your smaller museums. I think they have the same issues, collections issues, but also don't necessarily have the same resources and able to deal with it. So that's where some of the problem lies in terms of creating a plan for dealing with it.
You used a GIF of a dumpster fire in your presentation.
Yes.
And talking about disposal, but perhaps at certain times the collections policies that some, or lack of, have felt like a dumpster fire in certain
right.
places.
Right.
Where do you see deaccessioning going from here? How do we move away from a dumpster fire in terms of bad organization and towards a dumpster fire of getting rid of things? What's next for deaccessioning?
I think... what's next is if people are starting to look at this as something to deal with on the whole, I would say always go back to getting the policy straightened out and getting taking control of your collection. So having a collection that is succinct and well looked after, that fits within your mandate, or you can at least identify the artifacts that do fit within your collecting mandate. And you know what you have and you know where it is. And once you have those basics down, which a lot of museums don't, I think, you can then start thinking about deaccessioning. So I think moving ahead, it would just be starting with the building blocks there and then go from there.
We're heading off to Quesnel for the next workshop at the end of April. Anything you're looking forward to there?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Quesnel and going there for the first time, but also getting a chance to chat with people from smaller museums about this problem or about collection cleanup, deaccessioning, because in my experience, I realize it might be a special case in that I was working in a museum associated with the municipality. We had money for supplies and equipment, and I realize that's not always going to be the case for most museums, and it's also the staffing. We had quite a few staff members we were able to allocate for this. So I want to start thinking about how we can get small museums or staff of 1, 2, 3, no money to spend, how we can start getting them on this road to deaccessioning with the collection cleanup. So I think getting a chance to chat with people from smaller museums might help me start thinking about that process. So hopefully we'll get people out there and I can chat with them about that.
Well, it seems like it's going to be a long road to deaccessioning, but it seems like we're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, it goes on and on, but we'll get there.
All right, well, thanks very much, Luke, and we look forward to the workshop in Quesnel.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ben.
A special thanks to Luke Desmarais for joining me to talk deaccessioning, and for hosting the Long Road to Deaccessioning workshop in Abbotsford. Thanks also to Sharanjeet Sandra and her staff from the Sikh Heritage Museum for hosting the BCMA's workshop in Abbotsford. Sharan arranged for the workshop attendees to attend langar, the daily meal served at the temple across the street, and let me tell you, it was so tasty. As you just heard in the interview, Luke and I will be bringing this workshop to the Cariboo region next. Join us in Quesnel on Monday, April 30th to learn how to care for your collection and move towards a successful cleanup project. More information and tickets can be found on the BCMA website, museumsassn.bc.ca. If you can't make it to Quesnel, check out deaccessioning resources on our website. Once again, that's museumsassn.bc.ca. So, this whole podcast thing is new to us, and we want to hear what you think about it. What topics do you want us to explore? Who do you want us to talk to? How often do you want new episodes? We'll even take suggestions to name this podcast, though Museum McMuseum Face probably won't get chosen. Share your thoughts with us on social media by using the hashtag BCMuseums, or by emailing us at bcma@museumsassn.bc.ca. While you're at it, why not share photos or tips from your deaccessioning and collections projects? Just remember, use the hashtag BCMuseums. The BC Museums Association receives operational support from the BC Arts Council. We also gratefully acknowledge the support of the Royal BC Museum in providing a home for the BCMA Secretariat. The BCMA Secretariat is located on the traditional lands of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations. We are grateful for the opportunity to live and learn here in mutual respect and appreciation.